Okay, so hold on, you give him a dollar. And Rashi. So the Gemara said we have a focus how to learn up and give him a dollar from the Mishnah. What is the conversation between the man and the woman? We have a focus in Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, we understand why we need two Mishnayos. Both having a machlokas between the man and the woman, and both having a machlokas tanoyim, how we paskin? Do we decide for the man or for the woman? So he said, Chad al afuke meder Rabbi Berchoma, v'chad 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 al afuke the first Mishnah on Yerbez on Beis, where her response is that she was Nana's after the Erison, Tono, that Mishnah is said. The Misti Bo, in order to present in it the man's claim of Hoya Mechi Mechotos, and we said before that in Yonal from Beis, that the assumption of the Gemara is that Mechotos is the Gamri Masha, means it's a total mistake, Bein Laklum, and therefore she receives nothing. Which would be a proof against the opinion of Rabbi Abin that she gets a mona under those circumstances. And the Mishnah's mash where she gets nothing. That's the first Mishnah. But Tana, he marries Mukazetzani. And the purpose of the second Mishnah is that she claims Mukazetz from before the marriage. That's against Rabbi Chama's opinion that she gets if he was not aware that she's a Mukas Eitz, she gets nothing. Okay, and this Mishnah says she gets something. So that's according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kansu Becheses Pesulah Benim Says Bula Yesh Laksuv Amanov. He holds that she does, even if the man married her under the mistaken assumption that she was a psula, and now it's clarified that she was not, she still gets, she doesn't get the ksuba of 200, she's not a psula, but she gets 100, even though he married her under mistaken circumstances, she still gets 100. In Cain, my mechotos, the ktonim, when the Mishnah says mechotos, it's referring to Messiah. A Messiah, of a mono yesh, so she gets a mono. So, lovely the mystic cloud, what's the purpose of that Mishnah? Elach men and put to the Rabbi Yechid, Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Shua, Bibori, Bishem, and Bukimon, and Becheses Mori. If the purpose is to present the Machlokas Tanoyim, we can accomplish that with one Mishnah. Rabbi Gamil says, in the case of Rabbi Shema, she wins, and Rabbi Shua says that she loses. Mistichara. Say this Mishnah, Lafukid Rama Brachoma. This Mishnah will prove knowledge of Rama Brachoma. It will present the Machloikas. So, more answers no. The purpose of the two Mishnahs is to present how far Rabbi Gamil takes his opinion and how far Rabbi Shua takes his opinion. That Dikla Memer Migu, the first Mishnah, she has a Migu to her advantage. She could have had Mukazetzani, and still Rabbi Shua says she loses. Basraisa, like the member Migul of Biyachon, according to Biyachon, the Mukim Asisan for mayor, Dhamra Mukazetani, Shlahikabok Subasam Asayim, we're coming out that according to the mayor, Mukazetani gets 200, even in the case of Shlahikabok. So, like a Shumigul, if according to the Bonon, she has a Migul, she says Mukazetani after the marriage, she gets 200. She says Mukazetani before the marriage, she gets 100. So why should she say the weaker taina of 100 instead of 200 to Migul? Right? She could have said the better taina, she didn't. But according to her mayor, she gets 200 either way. There's no Migul. The Mali Omeris Mukazetani Tatecha, Mali Omra Mekara. There's no difference if she says Mukazetani before, Mukazetani afterwards, so she has no Migul. And still, Rabbi Gamliel says she wins. So that's the purpose of the second mission. Okay. According to Rabbi Yechon, who learns the Mishnah is going like her mayor. Okay. So the Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to present Also, two arguments between Rabbi Gamliel and Yeshua, but not regards to Mominus anymore, but regards to Isser. Ruah Medaberes Imechot. We see the woman interacting with somebody. The woman is a Panuya. And the Gemara is going to discuss what it means, interacting. The word Medaberes is being used as a euphemistic language. So it either means that we saw her actually have bia with the man, or it means that we saw her be in seclusion with the man, and therefore we have to be concerned there was bia. What is the status of this person? Because if the man was somebody who would be a non-Jew or an Eved or a Mamzer, and she had bia with the person, she'd be also to kahuna from this point onwards. So what is her status vis-a-vis kahuna? So she says, "Ish pliny b'kayinu." It's so and so. B'kayinu kamin means he's, Rashi's pointed out before, means he's a miyuchas. He's a kosher person, so there's no question about her status. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Amram Nemenis, she's believed, and she's still kosher to kahuna. Rabbi Shomer, Amram Lomi Pia Nachoyin, we cannot rely on her words. Al Reizu b'cheses bula l'nosin l'mamzer. We have to assume she's had bia with somebody who is apostle, who would make her apostle to kahuna. Unless she can prove her claim. Okay. Again, the woman is a panuya, and we see the woman is pregnant. So obviously she had bia. What's the status of this, the fetus of the child? What's the father? Meish plenty of a kainhu. So it's from so and so, and again he's a miyuchis. So Gamliel Lezer and the menis. So we hear she can't even deny that there is bia. I mean, we're Jewish, right? She can't deny that there is bia, and don't worry about it. It wasn't worth it. Still, Gamliel Lezer and the menis. She still that she's believed. So we have the Machloikis that Rabbi Shua apostles even in the first case, and Rabbi Gamliel is mat even in the second case. Right. How would she prove it? She would bring Adam about the individual status. She would bring Adam who saw her interact with the person. It's very hard to bring Adam.
Yeah, because it doesn't mean she didn't.
Hey, right. So it's very hard to bring Adam. She'd have to bring that, you know, Adam, the only person she was with the whole time that she's been, you know, she basically was locked up with the guy for X amount of time. Ruma de Beres. So Krashi. We're talking about a woman who's not married. Mishum chashasha the psulin lenosin lemamzer. The issue over here is that she has had relations with somebody who's posel. V'kima shenibla the posel min kahuna. A woman who's had bia with somebody who's posel, her status to kahuna is affected. That's the din of zayna. A woman, the din of zayna, the way we paskin is a woman had bia with a man who's also to her. Gives her, puts in her the status when the Torah says that a kohen can't marry a zayna. It doesn't mean the woman who's an HDH who was lived with somebody else. It means a woman who had bia to somebody who's possible. That's how we understand the pshat in the pasuk. So, Rabbi Gamliel says nemenis b'ksher l'kohuna, she can now marry a kohen. We're not concerned about the possibility that maybe the man that she had bia with was somebody who was possible. She's believed. The Gemara says, why do we need two cases? Okay. So do more. My medaberes. So the word medaberes clearly is being used in a lashon naki. It's a clean language, not to get involved in the details, but it means something more than that. So what does it mean? So Ziri Amra Nisra means that they were in seclusion. And so we don't know for sure that she had bia. And the Chiddush is Rabbi Shua apostle, even in a case where we don't know that. A, she's claiming, A, we don't know that she actually had Bia, and B, she's claiming the man was kosher. Rav Shua says still she's possible. Rav Asi Omar Nivola. Okay. So she actually had Bia. So the Gemara, Bishlaba Liziri, Hadid Dektanimu Midaberis. The language of Midaberis, Nisra. The barrister means she's speaking with him, and it means that she's interacting with him. So that we see that being the correct, clean language of saying that they were in seclusion. Al Ravasi, my be the barrister. What does the barrister have to do with Bia? Okay. So more answers. Lishdamalia. We find that it's a nice way to say Bia. The Ksiv Aklo Mocha Sapia VaAmra Lo Paalti Yavan. The pasuk uses the language of. So it's a mashal, it's a mishle, of course. Akla, the woman eats and she wipes her mouth, you know, from kishmak, but it's a positive referring to she had beer with somebody. So the Torah uses the word akla for tashmish. Okay. So the more bishlam of the theory.
Wait, but we're talking about midaber, it's not a
human. So the Mora says we can then, once we have a right to take the word achila and use it for bia, we can use the word medaberes for bia as well. Bishtam al ziri hainu tani tarti. So according to ziri, we understand the two cases of the Mishnah, medaberes umuberes. Medaberes, we don't know there is bia. And still, Rabbi Shua says possible. Mubaris, we know there was Bia, and still, Rabbi Gamliel says kosher. So I understand the need of the two cases. Al Ravasi Tati Lamali. Why do we need two cases? Both cases, we know there was Bia. And Rabbi Gamliel says kosher, and Rabbi Shua says possible. So just say one case. So my answer is Chada Lahakshar Bo. The purpose of the first case is to tell me that Gamliel says she's kosher. The purpose of the second case is to tell me that not only does Gamliel hold that she's kosher, but even her child is kosher. And we'll see as the more goes along. She has a cheses kosher. It's going into the story. Right? So a person has a cheses kosher, and we're raising doubts about her cheses kosher, and she says that no, she's still kosher. Gamliel says she has the monos. Relying on the Chesus Kashrus. The child has no Chesus Kashrus. The child is born in a state of doubt. So just saying the first case, I wouldn't know that the child is kosher. So comes the mission says that the Chesus Kashrus of the mother works for the child as well. Okay. So that's why I need the second case. So it's like a loizuva afzu type of a situation. First tell me Ramil's mouth to even her. Not only that, Ramil's mouth to even the child. So the more one second, that's Hanichalaman the Omar. That's this answer you gave me is very nice. The Divrei, according to the opinion that holds the man the Omar, the one who says the Divrei Hamakshir Bo Makshir Bita, that the Amora which says that according to the Tana which is Makshir her, he's also Makshir the daughter. Ramliel was Makshir the child as well. But there is a mandomer, there's an amara which says, a mandomer, the amara which says, Divrei Machshir Bo, Poisul Bebita. Even if Rabbi Gamliel was Machshir her, is not Machshir the child. So you can't answer me that the purpose of the second mission is to tell me that the child is kosher, because the child is not kosher. So my equilibrium, why do we need two Mishnayas? Somewhere says, you're right. Rav Asi, who learns in the Mishnah, Nivola, Sober, Kiman Domer, the Divrei Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebita. Rav Asi has to hold, like the opinion that the Ramil is Mat to the child as well, and that's why we need two Mishnayos. Okay. Zatimora, Amalei Reb Papa Labaya. The Ze'iri the Omar Mai Medaberis Nistero, that the first case of the Mishnah was that all we know that they had they were Nistero. Rabbi Yeshua Loine Mehemdo means even with just Stira alone, we make the woman Usser. For the Markasha Omar Rav Malkan Al Yichud, if a man and a woman are in seclusion, and so that's improper to do, and we can give the person a punishment of Makas Mardis for doing that. But Vein Oisrin Al Yichud, the fact that they were in seclusion, in the terrorist case of a Saita was the man that had civilly warned her not to be in seclusion with his, about with this individual. And then she went against the man's warning. So the Torah says she becomes us. Well, the woman's in seclusion with the man. We have no idea what they did. It's not clearly not proper, but she doesn't become us because of it. We don't
assume. But she gets the malchus.
We have a right to give her malchus, but she doesn't become us. And our mission is saying, according to Yeshua, that she becomes Usser. Lame is like Rabbi Yeshua. Lachar Rab is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Some more answers. I feel the same Rabbi Yeshua. No, Rab could go like Rabbi Yeshua. Rab's case was a case of a woman who's married, and improperly she's in seclusion with another man, and it's really horrible to look like that, but she's not Usser to her husband. Here the discussion is, may a woman who's a Panuya, and may she now go marry a Kayan. So my also by Yuchsin, in regards to keeping the status of kashrus of kahuna pure, we asked her to kahuna. But Rishu would agree that a scenario of an Eishes Ish, and she's only been in seclusion, she would not become also to her husband.
Reasonably far away from everyone else. How would that be secluded? It's open.
They're in a park. They go deep in a forest and nobody else is there. Right? And then two people chance by and see that, you know, they've been, you know, they see, notice from a distance there's two people there and they come closer and see who she is. They don't recognize the man. So they found her being this through with somebody. Yeah. But they haven't didn't see any, they didn't see anything that they did. We Paskin steer does not require walls.
So, the Rob's case, does it include an Aishas Kohen?
Paschus Rob's case would include Aishas Kohen also, because we don't want to take a situation when we don't have proof to use as to take away from her heter to her husband. And over here, that's not the topic. The topic over here is kashrus the kahuna in general. So there's no reason why she can't marry. So she won't marry Kayan. She'll marry Yisrael.
Yeah, but I mean, if you wanted to make, you know, really a mal of the yichus.
No, the mal of the yichus is that this is something which we have to be concerned about when it comes to yichus. In a situation where it's going to ask a woman to her husband, we're not going to do that. If the only conversation is Yichus Lekuhun, Ainachanami, Pasha, according to this, if her husband would die, she can't marry another Kayan. Zakrashi, Nistarov, Valbi Shaloi Ru'ua Shenivalov. So Ziri learns, even without seeing, having witnessed that there was Bia, Nitzel of the Kuhuna Rabbi Shua, she'll still be also to Kuhuna according to Rabbi Shua. Come on, the Mile also be Yuchsin. Even though she has a Chesed Kashrus, which, you know, Rabbi Shua in the previous Mishnah, his argument was she has a Chazaka supporting her, but he has a Chesed Mom. Over here, there's only one person over here, and she has a Chesed Kashrus, which is Chazaka is used in a Lachal to be matter things. So over here, it's a Din Rabbanon. Chazal did not allow her to use the Chazaka, and we make her also the Kuhuna. So we can use other languages for Tashmish. Bisham and the Ziri Hainu the Ktani Tarti. Midaberis, we need two cases. The Kiddush of the case of Midaberis. Lodiach Kirchhoff the Rishua. That's a Kiddush from Rishua. Davagav the Leruah Shanibullah Psula. Even though we do not know that she had Bia, she's possible. Umaberis, which definitely she had Bia. Lodiach Kirchhoff the Rishua. That even in a scenario where you know for sure there was Bia, still Rabbi Gamliel was Matu. Okay. The beat up. To be matched to the child. If she gives birth to a daughter, that daughter can marry Kahuna. The Rabbi Gamliel. The Eshmina Bididu, if I only tell me that she's kosher, the first case, Havamin, I could have said, E, the woman herself, the Havaloch Hesus, Chazak of the Kashrus, Mikaro, she had a prior Chazak of the Kashrus, Arminan. We say Ugma Chazaka. We put her on her status of the Chazaka. Val Tafsilena Misafik. We do not have the right to take away her status of Kashrus, which we had established already, due to only a Safik. The discussion on the Achronim, the logic behind Chazaka, and one of the approaches is the idea of Val Tafsilena. The Kiddush of the Torah is that Al Tafsilena Misafik. Safik is Asr. The case where I had an assumption one way, a valid assumption one way, I don't change it due to a Safik. But the child never had a Chazak of the Kashrus. Amalo, I would say the child is not Kashur. So I need the second case. Somewhere says, so that's how Ravasi would explain the multiple cases, where it says, that's very nice. If Ravasi holds like that opinion, but the Kardal opinion, Michael Lemaimer, Tarti Lahakshav Ba Lomeli, we don't need two cases to tell me she's kosher. Kiven the Medaberis Beruah Shenivala. Ravasi learns Medaberis means Ruah Shenivala. Ravasi holds that the daughter is kosher. Okay. Okay. Malkan al Yichud, Makas Martis. We give the people involved Makas Martis. We don't assume Bia with the Yichud alone if she's not asked to her husband. Okay. The Mishum Yichud Machzik Lo Benivelus. Rabbi Shua assumes if we have Yichud, we assume Bia. Milo Yuchsin Zakrashi means Bekahuna. So the more you use Loshan Yuchsin, but it's referring specifically to the Yichus of Kahuna. We want to keep the strain. We do find places where we have Chumras regards to Yuchsin, but over here, this over here is can she marry a Kayan and keep the strain of Kahuna pure. Okay. Tosafot over here asked the question that the Mora in Kedushin says that Rav's case was not talking about Eshazish, because the Mora said by Eshazish we would not give her Malkus either, because if we give her Malkus nobody's going to believe it that they didn't do anything, and therefore if she says to her husband it's going to be a laz about the children, etc., so we don't give Malkus either. So Rav's halacha was specific talking about a case of Dafka Panuya. Rav's halacha. So it means Rav is saying Ein Oisra Ala Yichud by Panuya, and our Gemara is saying according to Rishua, you would be Oisra Ala Yichud, and Rav can fit with Rishua. So Tosha says that even though the din of Malkin on Yichud is only talking about Panuya, the phrase of Ein Oisra Ala Yichud is referring to Eishes East. That's what you're forced to say to learn up Pshat and Rav's. To fit both the Moors together. Meisvei. So this machlokes of Ziri and Ravasi. We have a brisa. It says Ruwa Shenichlasa im Echad the Seser. We see that she went with a man into seclusion. Olachurva. So. Churva was like the deserted, desolate, ruined places where they're going there. There's much more of a reason to believe that there was a Maisa B over there. She says, "Kain who ben Achiyaba, who she's right, he's my cousin." So she's miyuchesis, kosher. Lezer from the manish from Shurman, loving piano choyin, and the raising miyuchesis of ulin and lusin. Lamavish to be island to be out. That's how the Brisa has the machlokes. So the more bishlam laziri, hanu tani tarti. So we have two cases: l'seisa or l'churva. Churva is an assumption of bia. Even Ziri will understand that's the purpose of that case. And Seser is to tell me that even without assumption of Bia, just steer alone, Yeshua says she's possible. Al Ravasi Damar Nivola, see, he's going to have to learn the first case of the Seser means Nivola. So what's the difference between the Seser and the Churva? There's two cases of Nivola. Tarti Lamali. Some more answers. Chada Katani. Ravasi would understand that the Brisa really is only one case. L'seisar d'churva. The Mora says, what do you mean? Well, l'seisar or l'churva katani. I'm not understanding how you're answering that. If the Brisa has the word O, you're taking out the word O, what do you mean? So Mora says, okay. Chala l'churva d'masa v'chala l'churva d'dabra. So the first case was we saw her Nivola, talking about we saw her Nivola, but within the confines of the city. So they found some secluded place in the city, the Churba de Masa. And the second case, tell me the Kiddush, is Churba de Dabra. That they're out in the open, away from the city. Mitzrichi, I need both cases. Why do you need both cases? The two cases she had Bia. The Kiddush is, so we're sure she's possible in both cases. That's the, so the Kiddush is a Rabbi Gamliel. The Yeshvin and Churba de Masa, Bahaka Machsha Rabbi Gamliel, Mishum de Roiv Ksher Metzla. We know the composition of the people in the city. We know how many people are kosher, people are possible. We talk about a city which is mostly Jewish, most of the people which are not Psulim, Nesinim, Amzerim, Goyim, etc. Most of them are not necessarily a relative which would make her posel, because a woman has beer with one of the rayas would also make her posel. So it's Rav Ksher Metzla. So maybe it was only Machsher in a case where the potential pool of people which she had beer with, the Rav of them are people which are kosher. I will occur with the Dabra. Once you're out in the open area, the whole world is the possibilities. Well, Rav Psulim Metzla, the Rav of the world is Psulim. So I would have thought, Ema Modelei the Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Gamliel says, even Rabbi Gamliel in that scenario says that she's possible. Still, Zak Rabbi Gamliel that she's kosher. Yeshua Bahihi, so just say that case. I would say, Bahihi come Rabbi Yeshua, Abu Ha, Ema Modelei Gamliel, Sricha. If I only said that case, I would have said, yeah, Rishua Apostles, because it's Rav Psulim Metzla. But a case with Rav Ksher Metzla, maybe even Rishua says kosher. So I need both cases. Okay. Look, Rashi. The Seser is Mashma Yichud Ba'amah. The Seser sounds like all there was Yichud, as opposed to the case of the Churva, the Stama, the Be'ila, Shumakim, the Znus. The people who want the Mizana would go out to the Churva. So they have some protection and some privacy, but nobody was around. Churva de Masa, Stam Bilosim Echem Ibnehu Ir. We assume that from the people which are around her. We can remember Be'ir Sherubi Yisrael Sherim. We could then make an Ukimta. Not every city is Rav Ksher Metzla, but we could say that we could have understood. The point is specifically Dafka, a city where the Rav is Ksher. Kamar. The Dabra Sofik Echad Misef Olam Bolakan. What that's open to the whole world. So it could be anybody from anywhere in the world. Rav Olam is of the Chachamim who posts them Isha Bebiyosim Lekuhuna. Kedamim Bebiyosim Bekedushin. So she, if it's a goy, she will come pasul Lekuhuna. We have a Gemara in two places. It says Yotzav the Ovi Chavim the Eved Shein Lo Almonos VeGerushin Bo. It says that a woman who's had becomes an Almona and a Grusha. She goes back to Beis Aviyah to eat Shuma. Tarjus Loshen of Almonos and Gerushin. So Moritz Medayik that had she been with a man, that there's no din of Almonos because there's no marriage or Gerushin. She can't go back to her Shuma. She becomes Posel. And the Psul is not only the Shuma, it's also for marriage. It's the Shuma, the Posel Matruma. Abbas Koyin, who's Nibbala to Apostle, cannot then subsequently eat Shuma anymore. Okay.
I mean, if you're talking about, I know it's not a perfect example, but in Israel today, and if you went to the Dabra, so you would have, according to what Raj is saying, you look at the whole world.
Right.
As opposed to saying, look, there are borders,
that's a similar to the city, you'd have borders. The point is that the Dabra is a place where there's no borders. Okay. Meisway. So the Tosefta says, "Zu edus shoisha ksheira lo." This statement over here that she says the kasha nivalti is an edus, which halacha says we accept her. Rumiel says we accept her testimony. Rabbi Shua Emor Einan Emenus. No, we don't accept a woman's testimony. Amal Hamer Bishua. So Bishua wants to prove his point. Iatem Moedim Bishuya Shanishbeis. A woman who's been captured. Vishla Adim Shanishbeis. And we know that she's been captured. We don't know that she's been captured, so she has a Peshaw to Peshaw Yitr. She comes and says, you know, by the way, I was captured, but they didn't do anything to me. So she has a Peshaw, so she didn't say anything at all. But we know that she was nishbeis. We don't know what happened. But we know that she was nishbeis, and she comes and says, "V'yameris taharani." Nothing happened. She's an emenis. She's not believed. So, do you agree to that? Amar loy aval. The word aval here means yes. They say, "Yeah, we agree to that." So, Yeshua says, "Aha! You see, I'm right. The woman can't testify for her own kashrus." My heifer sheish ben zu the zu. So what's the difference? So they answer back: the zu yesh edim, the zu ain lo edim. And the first scenario, the scenario of being nishbeis, a woman is captured by bandits, pirates, you know, these type of people. We're talking about individuals which are parts barayas. You know, it's not like, you know, they're wonderful people. It just happened to be that they capture people and kill them for pranosa purposes. But everything else, they're kosher. These people are parts barayas. So Edim that she was nishbeis is the equivalent of Edim that she had bia. But over here, there are no Edim that she had bia. So you're said immediately that this part of the Brisa is support Ziri, because according to Ravasi, we're talking about a case that we had Adam that she actually saw the having Bia. So the here is Bia and here is Bia. What's the difference? So the Brisa says the Zu ain lo Adam, and the Adam that she had Bia. So Amar Lahem, so Rishua said back, Afazu Yesh Adam. You argue on me. Even a case with our Adam. Sherei Kresa Ben Shinel. She's pregnant. Her big stomach is up by her teeth already. You know, she's clearly pregnant. Okay. Okay, so and still you say that she's kosher, so don't tell me the differences between the two cases is whether we know for sure there was bia or not. And by the case of Shuya, there was vade bia, and over here there wasn't vade bia, because you're match even in a case where there's vade bia. She's pregnant. Amalai, Roy of the Chabim Prutzim Barai is him. Goyim are Prutzim Barai. We don't trust anybody when it comes to Arayas. So the more I was going to say, like this the conversation doesn't seem to be answering what the question was. Like it's veering off. His question was, in a case where she's a Muberis, with Zvarei Bia, why would you mash over there? Why is it different in the case of Shvuya, where you agree that she's possible? So the answer, because most Goyim are poor Zvarei and little Bia. That doesn't answer the question. If the question had been, why do you assume Bia by case of Shvuya, and you don't assume B over here, the answer is because Goyim are parts of our eyes. But over here, talking about Keshi's Muberis. I don't have to assume B. I know there's B. So over there, you think, over there, we assume there's B because they're parts of our eyes. And why over here is Yekasher? We know why there's B. Then answer the question. And then he says back, Elmer Lem ain't up in trouble as Larayas. So we assume B over here also. You're going back to the case of seclusion. But that wasn't the question. The question was from a case of Muberis. So the more is going to get to that. Okay. But for and then the more is gonna clarify the Bryce, and then it's gonna point out that the Bryce is not like Ravasi. Okay. Now the Bryce continues and says, "Bemedavor memurim beedus isha begufa, well edus isha bebita dira kolavlad shtuki." That the woman vis-a-vis herself, she's herself as kosher. Vis-a-vis the child gets the status of a shtuki. A shtuki is a child which we know who the mother is, so we have no doubts of kashas from the mother's side, but we don't know who the father is. Rashi, you know, says over there in the Kedushin, the phrase shtuki means that when the child walks over to somebody and says, you know, calls him daddy, she says, shh. She quiets him down because, that's not the father. We don't know who the father is. So the Chacham put a status on a child who's questionable who the father is. We don't know. The Chacham put a status of that they're also the kahuna. Okay. That's the end of the Brice. So that last piece of the Brice is going to impact the machlokes we had before. What's the status of the daughter? The more we'll get to that. But meanwhile, the more brought the Brisa to ask Akasha on Ravasi, but the more, so before I get to that, I need to figure out the last case, what the conversation was. Maika Amrilu or Maika Mahadulek. So, you know, this conversation is difficult to understand. What was he saying? What did he say to them? And what did they answer? So, Mursa Haka Kamrilek. This is what they said. Hishaftaru al Muberis. Yes, you have a good question in regards to Muberis. Why is Muberis kosher? Why do we say Muberis is kosher when we say Shuya is possible? Good question. You got us. Now, what does that mean? Shatois is going to say that we have an answer, but we have a premise which will answer the question, but you don't get to that whole premise. To understand, from your worldview, we have no answer to answer you in the case of Muberis. But we don't understand why you're arguing us on the case of Muberis. Mati Shivain al Muberis. By Muberis, there's no Edom. So Amar Lahem, Muberis, Hanu Shvuya. No, I believe Muberis is the same thing as Shvuya. We assume that there's Bia. So they said, no, it's not true. Shiny Shuya, the Rav of the Chum, Prutzim Arayas. By Shuya, we assume Bia, because she's captured by Goyim, and we assume the Prutzim Arayas. Okay, but why would you assume it's what they did was improper? But it's a Jewish man. We don't assume there's Bia. Why are you equating the two? Amalehem, Hanami, Kim, and the Istater, and Abashabas the Rayas. Once they've been in seclusion, there's no control. We can't rely that there wasn't beer. So we have to assume there is beer. Okay. So the Gemara. Fine, we understand the Bryson now. So that's the conversation. So they started with Medeberis, which means seclusion, with not knowing for sure there was Bia, like Ze'iri. He asked them from Shuya that over there, you agree that you assume Bia. They answered, we don't know, because over there we assume Bia, here we don't assume Bia. So he says, what about Medeberis? This is a good question. But we answered you, you have not responded, why you think Shuya and Medeberis are the same. They're not the same. He says, yes, they are. He says, no, they're not, because the Goyim are fruits of Arayas. He says, they ain't have a trouble with Arayas. That's the Bryce. But that's clear in the Bryce. Tony Mias, Tarti, Medeberis, Umuberis. It's clear that the case of Medeberis means just seclusion without Edom Abia. To Yuvta, the Ravasi, to Yuvta. So Ravasi's explanation of the Mishnah is therefore considered improper. It's schlugged up. And the Pshat of the Mishnah is like Ziri. Okay. Now, the more it goes back to understanding the Bryce, Yeshua holds that we equate Shuya to Medaberis, and we assume Bia in both cases, and therefore she's possible. The more says, yeah, but still. But Tabak like the Hossam Roy Psula Metzla, Vacha Roy Psheri Metzla. There's an added element in the case of Shulia, besides the fact that we assume there's Bia, but the Bia is something which we know is possible. Whereas over here, even if you assume Bia, there's still a Rav saying that she's kosher. So why would Yeshua say that she's possible? Even though you assume Bia, why do you assume Bia with a possible? Kosher people didn't take her captive. No. We're equating the same way in the case when a woman was taken captive by Goyim. We assume there's Bia. We saw her in seclusion with a man from the city. We assume that there was Bia. Okay, I'll give you that. But why are you assuming the man is apostle? That'll make your apostle a kahuna. Right? Apostle kahuna means it was either a Nosin or a Mamzer. Moses said he's not in the city of Mamzer. It's regular Jews. I'm not saying that what they're doing is a nice Jewish thing, but it doesn't affect your status to kahuna. So you're saying the same way by the case of Shmuya, she's apostle to kahuna afterwards. Over here, she's also apostle. Yeah, because over there was Goyim. What's the sushtel? It's a Yiddish word. What's the comparison? Morris says, but typically the Hasam Reb Sulametzla, Bahaga Reb Chenametzla. We should still deal with the issue from the issue of Reb Chenametzla. Misiela the Rishu Ben Levi. Does this support Rishu Ben Levi's point? Dumb Rishu Ben Levi, Dibri Machshir Philip Reb Sulametzla, Dibri Poisel, Poisel Philip Reb Chen. So the more later on is going to get involved in do we take this. Rishua is machshir, is possible even by Rav Ksherim, and Rav is machshir even by Rav Psula. That's how Rishua and Levi understands the Machlokes Tanoim. So you see that clear from this Braisa that he's comparing the two. Okay. Okay. Now the more it gets involved in the issue of what's the status of the daughter. But let's hold it here. Okay.